Ramayan, Act 3, Chapter 7, Ravana Enters the Fray. Scene 2, Nila Destroys Prahasta. Back in Lanka, Ravana was becoming more and more exasperated. He looked at Prahasta, the mightiest of his Rakshasa commanders. I do not see many here who are capable of saving Lanka at this critical juncture, my most courageous one. Apart from you, Indrajit, Kumbhakarna, and myself, there are none who can undertake such a burden. Ram and his troops are indeed formidable, but the fickle-minded monkeys will be put to flight when they hear you roar on the battlefield. O Prahasta, why not even the mightiest of gods can stand before you? Although resolute to fight to the end, the demon king was beginning to feel misgivings. There was something exceptional about these monkeys and bears. Some divine force was empowering them. Ravana thought of Ram. No doubt the final battle would be between himself and that human prince. The demon reflected upon his boon. Only a human could kill him. Would it be Ram? He recoiled from the thought. This was not the time for fear. The battle must continue. Ravana urged Prahasta to march out with another enormous contingent. He told the Rakshasa chief to be firm. Even though victory was never certain, it was always preferable for a warrior to die in battle than in any other way. Ravana asked Prahasta if there was anything he needed. The demon replied, I need only your blessings, my lord. Having ever been honored by you with gifts and kind words, how can I not render service to you when the time has come? Neither wife, sons, wealth, nor even life itself is dearer to me than your service. Today the vultures will feast heartily on the flesh of monkeys. Prahasta walked around Ravana with folded palms and then left for the battle. He assembled a horde of Rakshasas, all eager to fight. In less than an hour, a force of 500,000 Rakshasas were ready. They adorned themselves with garlands sanctified by sacred mantras, put on armor, and grasped their weapons. They thronged around Prahasta, waiting to depart. The demon commander had the iron portcullis at the northern gate lifted, and the army swarmed out with a great cry. Prahasta rode at their head in his terrific war chariot, which was furnished with every kind of weapon and driven by 100 steeds. A large standard of brilliant cat's eye stones, burning the emblem of a serpent, stood in the middle of his bejeweled chariot. Prahasta shone like the sun as he charged, laughing towards the enemy. Dozens of vultures rose up and began circling anti-clockwise around Prahasta. A large meteor dropped from the heavens. Clouds rumbled with a sound resembling the braying of a donkey, and showers of blood fell down. Prahasta ignored all these omens and pressed ahead with full speed. He met the advancing monkeys and penetrated deeply into their ranks. They immediately surrounded the Rakshasa and assailed him with rocks and trees. The demon simply shrugged off the missiles without being disturbed. He sent volleys of arrows at the monkeys and roared like a thundercloud. His vast Rakshasa force fell upon the monkey troops with shouts of joy. Monkeys and demons alike were again destroyed in large numbers. Some monkeys were run through with spikes and lances. Some were cut down with razor-sharp discs, and some were hacked to pieces with axes. Still others were clubbed to death with iron mallets, while others were crushed with huge maces. The monkeys smashed thousands of Rakshasas with mountainous crags and trees. They struck down the Rakshasas with their bare hands and pounded them to death. A tumultuous clamor arose as heroic fighters roared in exultation or screamed in pain. Prahasta himself caused terrible havoc among the monkeys. He knew the secrets of all kinds of mystic weapons and sent arrows in such numbers that they resembled dark clouds. All around his chariot, waves of monkeys fell to the ground, pierced in their vital parts. The battlefield resembled a swirling river with heaps of slain warriors as its banks, lances and spears its trees, and torrents of blood for its vast sheet of water. That river rushed toward the sea of death, sweeping away everything in its path. Seeing Prahasta annihilating his troops, the Vanara commander-in-chief Nila rushed toward the demon. Prahasta saw Nila approach, and he drew his bow to full length, releasing deadly shafts that pierced the monkey. Not minding his wounds, Nila took up a tree and struck the Rakshasa as he stood upon his chariot. Prahasta roared in fury and sent hundreds of arrows at Nila. The monkey could not check the shafts, and he received them with closed eyes. Nila fell to his knees and braced himself against the arrow's impact, with his mind absorbed in thought of Ram. Rallying himself, the Vanara chief took up a shal tree. He brought it down with tremendous force onto Prahasta's chariot, smashing it to pieces and killing the horses. Prahasta clutched hold of a fearsome iron mallet and leaped down from his shattered chariot. He ran at Nila and a fierce fight ensued at close quarters. Prahasta struck Nila on the forehead with his terrible weapon. Blood flowed in waves from the monkey's head. He then hurled a boulder onto Prahasta's chest. But unmoved by that rock, the Rakshasa again lifted his massive iron mallet and rushed at Nila. But even as the Rakshasa closed upon him, Nila took up a mountain peak and smashed it onto his head. The demon's head split apart, and he fell to the ground, deprived of all of his splendor and life itself. The Rakshasas were thrown into complete confusion, with their commander-in-chief now slain. They did not know which way to turn. The jubilant monkeys overran them and put them to flight. Downcast and defeated, the Rakshasas re-entered their city of Lanka. Ram and Lakshman warmly applauded Nila, and then the monkeys rested, awaiting the next wave of Rakshasas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.